More heated rhetoric today from both sides on North Korea. President Trump tweeted this morning that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a madman who will be tested like never before. That was after the North Korean leader, in a highly unusual first-person statement overnight, called President Trump deranged and warned that Trump will pay dearly for his threat at the UN this week to destroy North Korea if it continues its nuclear and missile tests. Let's bring in Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, for that and more. Domenico, how consequential is this latest escalation of the war of words between the U.S. and North Korea?
Well, obviously, the thing that everyone is wondering is whether or not the United States and North Korea are on some kind of collision course to military action. You know, the United States right now says that that is the last option, that is the option of last resort, though that option is on the table. We've seen that the United States try the diplomatic route with this. They want to try to leverage some pressure on China to try to get North Korea to pull back on its tests and its rhetoric. And we've seen them now try an economic route where they want to try to up sanctions even further on North Korea. All that's left after that is military. And that is a path that the United States and the American public certainly is cautious about heading down, as polls have shown. They want the United States to try the diplomatic and economic route more so. But when you see this rhetoric, it certainly sends Americans, down a place of wondering whether or not the U.S. is getting involved there. Now, we should note, though, that South Korea, which is, you know, Seoul is 35 miles from right, North Korea. They've been dealing with this for a long, long time and don't appear to be sort of blinking an eye.
Meanwhile, in Washington, tell us about the latest on the Graham Cassidy Republican health care bill. At this point, it sounds like Republicans can't afford to lose any more Republican senators.
Yeah, Republicans are very close, and this could reshape, radically reshape the health care system in this country. But Republicans aren't quite there yet. You know, there are two potential likely no's with Rand Paul and Susan Collins, Paul of Kentucky, Collins of Maine, and then they can't afford to lose anybody else. And then on the line there is Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who thinks that this bill doesn't do enough to fund Alaskans, especially rural hospitals, and John McCain, who voted against the last iteration, right, yet Lindsey Graham is his best friend in the Senate, and his governor of his home state has come out in support of it. So we're not exactly clear where McCain is going to stand on this either.
But we'll probably have a vote next week. At least that's what they're saying.
Well, so Mitch McConnell said he intends to have a vote next week, but he's no dummy. And if he doesn't have the votes, don't expect a vote. But, he says he intends to have a vote next week to at least show some momentum.
Today, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos replaced Obama administration guidelines on campus sexual assault with ones she says are more fair to students who are accused of assault, a very controversial move.
It is. And, you know, the Obama administration had sent this letter, this Dear Colleague letter, to say, here's what we would like to see done. We want stricter policies in place for, especially for the victims of sexual assault, to say that the policies of a lot of these colleges need to change, that they need to help these victims more, and they need to be able to try to prosecute some of these folks who are accused of sexual assault. And DeVos and the Trump administration are taking the opposite tack and saying maybe that goes too far, which, of course, advocates on the other side say that this is a step backwards.
Domenico, one more thing I want to ask you about. Tonight, President Trump is going to attend a rally in support of Senator Luther Strange, who's the candidate that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell backs in the Alabama special election runoff to fill Attorney General Jeff Sessions' seat. The runoff is next week. Sarah Palin called Strange too swampy for the Senate. She backs his opponent, Judge Roy Moore of Ten Commandments fame, a far-right conservative. What's at stake for President Trump here?
Look, there is a massive dividing line among conservatives and Republicans, but you're seeing blurred lines as well, because President Trump backing Luther Strange is sort of going out beyond what the grassroots has appeared to want in apparently backing Roy Moore. But the polls are pretty tight there. And if Strange is able to win with Trump's backing, that really shows, boy, what Donald Trump's brand is,
right,
and how much more he has of an impact over some others in the conservative grassroots.
And if Moore wins, that'll be its own political story right there, which I'm sure,
sure
we'll be talking about next week. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, thank you.
You're welcome as always.